Well, good morning. It is July 27th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. One note before I announce all the Bible passages today. I noticed that something through Facebook, I got a message yesterday. You probably saw me post it, that part of one of my videos was muted. And I don't know if they're going to start doing that because of some copyright infringement or something along those lines. Those of you who understand Bible translation, you understand that all good Bible translations are under what is the free use, the legal free use in terms of copyright. So you can read it. You can do whatever you want. That's why pastors can preach from it and publish works and things like that. But especially the King James Version. The King James Version is an old, old translation. It's been around forever, and so I'm not sure why they're doing what they're doing. I hope that they don't continue doing it, but in case they do, for some reason, you can always find the recordings of the Bible reading every day on our church website. You go to eastfordbaptist.com, click on sermons, you'll see the daily Bible reading there. If that ends up happening, we probably have to figure out something else as far as how to keep each other accountable, but we'll go from there. But that said, I just wanted you all to be aware of that, and I hope that nothing else comes of it. But anyways, today we're going to be reading from Judges chapter 10 through chapter 11, verse 11. It's that passage all kind of goes together. That's why we're reading it that way. Acts 14, Jeremiah 23, and Mark 9. So let's get to the word. Judges chapter 10 through chapter 11, verse 11. And after Abimelech, there arose to defend Israel Tola, the son of Phua, the son of Dodo, a man of Ishkar, and he dwelt at Shamir in Mount Ephraim. And he judged Israel 23 years and died, and was buried in Shamir. And after him rose Jair, a Gileadite, and judged Israel 22 years. And he had 30 sons that rode on 30 ass colts, and they had 30 cities which were called Havioth Jair unto this day, which are in the land of Gilead. And Jair died and was buried in Kamon. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and served Baalim, and the Asheroth, and the gods of Syria, and the gods of Zidon, and the gods of Moab, and the gods of the children of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines, and forsook the Lord, and served not him. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hands of the Philistines, and into the hands of the children of Ammon. And that year they vexed and oppressed the children of Israel 18 years. All the children of Israel that were on the other side of Jordan in the land of the Amorites, which is in Gilead. Moreover, the children of Ammon passed over Jordan to fight also against Judah and against Benjamin and against the house of Ephraim, so that Israel was sore distressed. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, saying, We have sinned against thee, both because we have forsaken our God and also served Baalim. And the Lord said unto the children of Israel, Did not I deliver you from the Egyptians? And from the Amorites, and the children of Ammon, and from the Philistines, the Zidonians also, and the Amalekites, and the Mennonites, it did oppress you, and you cried out, and I delivered you out of their hand. Yet ye have forsaken me, and served other gods, and wherefore I will deliver you no more. Go, and cry unto the gods which ye have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation. And the children of Israel said unto the Lord, We have sinned. Do thou unto us whatever seemeth good unto thee. Deliver us only, we pray thee, this day. And they put away the strange gods from among them and served the Lord. And his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. And then the children of Ammon were gathered together and encamped in Gilead. And the children of Israel assembled themselves together and encamped in Mizpah. And the people and princes of Gilead said one to another, What man is he that will begin to fight against the children of Ammon? And he shall be head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. Chapter 11. Now Jephthunah, the Gileadite, was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of a harlot. And Gilead begat Jephthunah, and Gilead's wife bare him sons, and his wife's sons grew up, and they thrust out Jephthunah, and said unto him, Thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman. Then Jephthunah fled from the brethren, and dwelt in the land of Tob. And there were gathered vain men of Jephthunah, and went out with him. And it came to pass in the process of time that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. And it was so, and when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the Gileadites went to fetch Jephthunah out of the land of Tob. And they said unto Jephthunah, Come and be our captain, that we might fight with the children of Ammon. And Jephthunah said unto the elder of Gilead, Did not ye hate me, and expel me out of my father's house? And why are you come out unto me now, when ye are in distress? And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, therefore we turn now against thee, that thou mayest go with us, and fight against the children of Ammon, and be our head over all the inhabitant of Gilead. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, if ye bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the Lord deliver them before me, shall I be your head? And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, the Lord be witness between us, if we do not do so according to thy words. And then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them. And Jephthah uttered all the words before the Lord in Mizpah. That was Judges chapter 10 through chapter 11, verse 11. Let's move on over to our next reading this morning, Acts 14. Acts chapter 14. And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Long time before abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews, and part with the apostle and with the apostles. And when there was an assault made both of the Gentiles and of the Jews with their rulers, to use them despitefully and to stone them, they were ware of it, and fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lyconium, and unto the region that lieth round about. And there they preached the gospel. And there sat a certain man of Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. And the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of the Lyconians, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. And they called Barnabas Jupiter, and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. And then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gate, and would have done sacrifice with the people, which, when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of it, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out and saying, sirs, why do you do these things? We also are men of like passion with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all the things that are therein, who in time past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from the heaven in fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and with gladness. And with these sayings, scarce restrained they the people, that they had not done sacrifice unto them. And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing that he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to the city, and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra, and to Iconium, and into Antioch. And confirming the souls of the disciples, and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained elders in every church, and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord, on whom they believed. And after they had passed through Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. And when they had preached the word at Perga, they went down to Attalia, and thence sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they had fulfilled. And when they were come and gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them, and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. And there they abode a long time with the disciples. That was Acts chapter 14. Let's move on over now to Jeremiah chapter 23. Jeremiah 23 today. Jeremiah 23. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. And therefore thus saith the Lord God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock, and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you evil of your doing, saith the Lord, and I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them that shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. And therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that they shall no more say, the Lord liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but the Lord liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from the countries whither I have driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. My heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man and like a man whom wine hath overcome because of the Lord and because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of adulterers. For because of swearing, the land mourneth, and the pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, saith the Lord. And wherefore their way shall be unto them as a slippery way in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein. For I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal and caused my people Israel to err. I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts concerning the prophet, behold, I will feed them with wormwood, and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone out into all the land. And thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophet that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of the Lord. They say still unto them that despise me, the Lord hath said, ye shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who hath stood in the counsel of the Lord, and who hath perceived and heard his words, and who hath marked his words and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked, and the anger of the Lord shall not return until he has executed, until he has performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter day ye shall consider it, and you shall consider it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, and yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, and yet they prophesied. But if they had stood up in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from evil ways and from the evil of their doings. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? I have heard what the prophets said, that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. And how long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. And the prophets that hath a dream, let him tell a dream, and he that hath a word, let him speak my word faithfully. And what is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord? Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? And therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he saith. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. And yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. And therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord. And when this people or the prophet or the priest shall ask thee, saying, what is the burden of the Lord? And thou shalt say unto them, what burden? I will even forsake you, saith the Lord. And as for the prophet and the priest and the people that shall say the burden of the Lord, I will punish that man and his house. And thus shall ye say every one to his neighbor and every one to his brother, what hath the Lord answered? And what hath the Lord spoken? And the burden of the Lord shall ye mention no more. For every man's word shall be a burden. For ye have perverted the words of the living God, of the Lord of hosts, our God. And thus shalt thou say to the prophet, what hath the Lord answered thee? And what hath the Lord spoken? But since ye say the burden of the Lord, therefore thus saith the Lord, because ye say this word, the burden of the Lord, and I have sent unto you, saying, ye shall not say the burden of the Lord. And therefore, behold, I, even I, will utterly forget you, and I will forsake you in the cities that I gave you and your fathers, and cast you out of my presence. Then I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, and a perpetual shame, which shall not be forgotten. That was Jeremiah chapter 23. Let's move on over to our final reading today in Mark 9. Mark 9. Mark 9. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, there shall be some of them that stand here which shall not taste death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his raiment became shining, exceedingly white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a cloud came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they looked round about, they saw no man any more, save Jesus, only with themselves. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things that they have seen till the Son of Man was risen from the dead. And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning one with another what the rising from the dead should mean. And they asked him, saying, Why say the scribes that Elijah must come first? And he answered and said to them, Elijah verily cometh first, and restoreth all things. Then how it is written of the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be set at naught. But I say unto you that Elijah is indeed come, and they have done unto him whatsoever they listeth, as it is written of him. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude round about them, and the scribes questioning him. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him to salute him. And he asked the scribes, What question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to the disciples that they should not cast him out, and they could not. And he answered and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he had saw him, straightway the spirit tare him, and he fell on the ground, wallowing and foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this child came to him? And he said, Of a child, since this came upon him. And he said, Of a child. And oftentimes it cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if thou canst do this thing, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. And when Jesus saw the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he rose. And when he come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? And he said unto him, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. And they departed thence, and passed through Galilee, and he would not that any man should know it. And he taught his disciples, and said unto them, The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise on the third day. But they understood not what he was saying, and were afraid to ask him. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, What was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way? And they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. Then he sat down and called the 12, and saith unto them, If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all, and servant of all. And he took a child, and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name, receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me, receiveth not me, but him that sent me. And John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followeth not after us. And we forbade him, because he followeth not after us. But Jesus said, Forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck than he were cast into a sea. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It's better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands, and then go to hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It's better for thee to enter into halt into life, than having 2 feet to be cast into hell and into the fire that never shall be quenched, and where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It's better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having 2 eyes to be cast into hellfire, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. For every one shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another. Amen. That was our reading today for July 27th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Make sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark all that down. Also, just a reminder, tonight is our Wednesday fellowship, and that is at 6:30 at my house, and just invite you all to come on down and bring the kids and just have a good time. We have some good food, and then we just take some time and pray, and then you can stay for as long as you want, so you're invited to that, so come on out to it. But that said, again, if for some reason you're watching this and parts of it are muted for some reason, believe me, that's Facebook, and it's a pain. We live in a weird world, but that said, you can find the rest of the Bible reading on our website at eastfordbaptist.com. Click on sermons. But that said, thank you all so much for joining me. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father, I thank you so much for this word. Lord, I pray, God, that you would use it in our hearts and lives today, Lord, as we go about our business today. Indeed, Lord, that we would be the salt of the earth, Lord, that we would share your gospel with others. God, lay folks on our hearts to share Jesus. And Lord, I just pray, God, that you would just do your work in your way, Lord, we pray. We love you. I commend my brothers and sisters to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.